Hey, Karen.
Yeah.
Did you know the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected?
Well, I feel protected.
Hello, this is Karen.
And this is Kevin.
And this is Right From Us.
I know, it's like it doesn't make sense that no matter how you read it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going on. Kamala Harris had a tweet this week that said, by vaccinating the unvaccinated, increasing our testing and masking, and protecting the vaccinated, we can end this pandemic.
So we have to protect the vaccinated. Okay.
What exactly does that mean?
That makes complete sense since they're vaccinated.
You know, all the data that's coming out, it's just showing that the vaccine,
doesn't work.
This injection is just, complete.
Yeah. I mean, look at Israel. They're the most vaccinated country in the world, and they have the highest COVID numbers, whereas India, virtually nobody's vaccinated, and they're basically COVID-19 free.
Yeah.
So think about that for a minute. Let that sink in.
Some provinces in India are completely free of COVID. Yeah, there was a big...
So there's got to be a correlation there somewhere.
Big meeting of the FDA this week. It was over approving the booster shots. And it's an eight-hour long video on YouTube. It's actually still up there.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, to be honest. I thought YouTube would have taken it down by now.
Yeah, and you know, it was composed of 3-minute videos, from the public, doctors, scientists,
right,
and just other individuals, for and against the booster shots.
Right. It was really interesting. I didn't watch the whole 8 hours.
No, I didn't either. But
portions of it.
Some of the highlights were pretty interesting. There was this one doctor that was talking about how the vaccines have killed more people than they've actually saved. It's like 2-to-1.
Yeah, I think he said that for every 2 people that are killed, 1 person is saved.
Yeah. For every two people that are killed by the
injections.
If that's true,
think about that for a minute. Take it with a grain of salt, by the way.
His point was that the data is just so lacking out there.
Yeah, incomplete.
The data that's showing out there right now is showing that 2 people are killed by the injection.
So he's saying before you approve anything else, we need to have more studies. We need to take the time to study this and figure out what's going on instead of just fast tracking everything and come to find out. I mean, and if this is what's happening, then wow. If not, okay. But you do have to wonder if there's some correlation between the number of cases and the number of people being vaccinated. I mean, you just have to wonder if that's not actually what's happening.
It seems pretty obvious, doesn't it?
I don't know. That's my point is nobody knows because nobody's taking the time to study any of this stuff.
Our main objection is that there's just competing information on both sides.
Right.
And there's a lot of compelling information against the injections.
So what's the rush? I mean, slow down a little bit and let's study this stuff and get some answers so that we can move forward and be more efficient in our reaction to the COVID.
Yeah. So what's the rush?
I don't know. That's a great question.
One theory is that they're trying to get everybody vaccinated to get rid of the control group. So that like in a couple of years when people start having complications from the injections, that there won't be a control group of people that haven't had the injections to compare that to.
I mean, that's scary to think about that.
Yeah.
That they want to get rid of the control group so that they can't, so they can skew and... any future studies.
I mean, that's a little bit on the conspiracy theory.
A little bit.
But then again, why else? What's the big push? What's the big rush?
I don't understand.
Why?
It's not even a rush. It's just like frantic.
It's like
hysteria. Like, get the vax, get the vax, get the vax. And it's just so, it's so bizarre to me how they're just so focused on the vaccine and nothing else.
And
no therapeutics, no discussion about natural immunity, none of that
mandates,
stuff.
Putting all the mandates in and then... the approval of the injection was done without even this thing with the public's comments. It was just rammed right through with no comment by doctors and the public and scientists.
So either they were just desperate to get back to normal, which who even knows what that looks like anymore, or you have to wonder what is going on. what is truly going on? Because for me personally, I'm more leery of the vaccine than I am of the actual disease. The disease to me has a pretty high recovery rate for most people.
Yeah,
I'm a pretty healthy individual. For me personally, I'm not that scared of it. But the vaccine,
yeah,
whoa.
Especially our age group. For healthy people, it's almost a 0% of death.
Right.
You know?
And not to mention, there are effective therapeutics out there for early treatment. And again, why I think my biggest thing is we're just not having a serious discussion, a serious open discussion about natural immunity.
Yeah.
There have been virtually no studies on this. I mean, we don't even know if that's even more effective than the vaccine. And if so, that's good news.
The Cleveland Clinic had a study on that, but it just kind of got
swept under the rug.
Yeah,
because again, they don't want you to know this stuff.
Thing, yeah, that's another thing that makes me object to it is just that the information is just being censored.
That's exactly what makes me hesitate is the fact that we can't discuss this. And every time we try to, people either roll their eyes or call you a conspiracy theorist or just flat out delete you like Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
You can't talk about it. Why not?
Yeah, or say that you're politicizing it. It's like, what's political about that? We're just asking a question about
natural immunity has been around since humans have been around. Yeah. Let's look at this more closely. This is not a new concept. This is what your body does in response to viruses. Why are we not discussing it? Why are we not studying it? Why is it being shut down? I mean, all these questions just make you go, that's odd. I mean, what's the big secret? You know what I mean? So I don't know. To me, that is probably one of my number one things. If we could just sit down and talk about natural immunity, show me some studies where it shows natural immunity is not as effective as this vaccine that's been out for less than a year. Okay, then I know. But the fact that we can't even discuss it is just enough for me to say, no, thank you. I want more information.
Yeah, so. We had, Nicki Minaj that had her tweet. Actually, the tweet has been taken down now, I think, hasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
She was talking about a friend of hers that had a... some kind of really severe reaction to
that. Okay, so this is actually what happened. So Nicki Minaj is a rapper. I'm not really into her, but I will admit she's got some pretty good stuff.
I've never even heard of her until this thing.
Yeah, well, you're not into the more modern music.
Not.
But anyway, what started this whole thing is that she was talking to her cousin who has a friend over in some different country that took the vaccine and his testicles swelled up so much that he became impotent. And he was scheduled to be married in a few days or weeks from this reaction, and the future wife-to-be canceled the wedding. So she was just like, wow, is this a side effect of COVID? I don't remember what her exact tweet was. But whatever she tweeted out was just enough for the Twitter gods to take her off, block her account, put her in Twitter jail is what people call it whenever you're not allowed to tweet for such a time period. And it really made her mad because she's got 22 million followers and she's a big, you know, big time liberal and everything. So she was shocked that this actually happened to her. So then when she came back onto Twitter, she was all like, this is scary stuff, guys. I went to China. When we were in China, we were told, don't you dare say anything negative about the government. You'll be arrested, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, well, sure. That's weird and creepy, but we're in China. We'll do that. She says that's the kind of thing that we're dealing with now in America. And so she's making all these comments. And the more comments she's making, the more the left is just like trying to shut her down and trying to discredit her. And basically they're eating their own.
And, well, she's receiving threats.
Yeah,
threats
it's
from
absolutely
media people saying
crazy.
That we're going to come after your family in Trinidad.
Just because she asked questions, just because she made an observation and repeated what she'd been told. This is how ridiculous this narrative is now, that you can't even talk about this stuff. Okay? Most people are gonna listen to her and go, okay, sure, Nicki, whatever. But the fact that Twitter shut her down is just another thing to go, why the reaction? That seems a little over the top, don't you think, for just trying to tweet something out as innocent as something she heard from a family member? So
yeah.
She's not a conservative by any stretch of the imaginations, but just some of the things that she's tweeted since that incident makes you think that maybe she's starting to wake up a little bit and actually see what's going on around her outside her bubble. And it's been both surprising and refreshing to see, you know, the far left, one of the far left come out and kind of like, you know, what's those little creatures that the prairie dogs that pop their head up out and say, wow, look at this. I see something different for a change. It's just kind of refreshing to have someone from that side.
Yeah.
Come out and say something. I mean,
speaking of far left wingers, you know, Bill Maher was on, what's that one late night hosts?
I don't know. I never watch any of them. They're all stupid.
Yeah. But he actually was saying, well, obviously there's been a failure because he was quoting this survey of Democrats that the question was, what percentage of COVID patients actually end up in the hospital? And they were saying over 50%. You know, when they asked Democrats, they were saying over 50%.
Yeah.
And so it's actually like 1%.
It's 1 to 5% of people that contract COVID actually have to be hospitalized. But when you ask just normal Joe on the street that's a left, well, maybe even a right person too. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be just a lefty.
Just the average person.
Just the average person are going to come back and say, oh, at least 50, 60% chance.
It's not even close to that.
It's 1 to 5% chance of someone with COVID being hospitalized, which again is great news. I don't understand why no one focuses on the positive of this news. Like, this is good stuff, guys. Yeah. This means it's not as bad as we thought if you contract the disease. It's not as scary as they're trying to make it out to you to be. And to me, I don't understand why people are not standing up and going, would you guys stop lying to us? Why don't you just tell us the truth? So again, that's what makes me so suspicious of the narrative as a whole. It's like, why the cover up? Why the need to lie at every turn? It's like, just tell us what's going on. You know what I mean?
I know. It really is sick and sad that you can't rely on, I mean, you can't rely on definitely the CDC or the FDA to tell you the truth. And then the news media is just, you know, just another wing of the Democrat Party, essentially just lying one after another about everything.
Yeah. So back to Nicki Minaj for a minute. There's an article here on WND says, Nicki Minaj, censorship over vaccines reminds me of trip to China. A reporter shouted a question to President Biden at the White House on Thursday after his speech on the economy, apparently wanting to know what it means when a celebrity with the influence of rapper Nicki Minaj not only questions the safety of the COVID vaccines, but also criticizes the censorship surrounding the issue. Biden ignored the question. After igniting a media firestorm on Monday, urging her 22 million Twitter followers to pray about whether they should get a COVID-19 vaccine, Minaj on Wednesday told her more than 150 million Instagram followers that Twitter suspended her account, and she vowed never to use the social media platform again. I think she's back on there already.
Is she?
Twitter denies that it suspended her account, but Minaj's description of the shutting down of voices like hers, comparing it to her experience in China, is resonating across the political spectrum. She recalled visiting the communist nation where she was told, you cannot speak out about the people in power. Minaj says she understood that China is not the United States and the government there and its laws are different. But don't you all see what's happening, she asked. Don't you all see that we are living now in that time where people will turn their back on you for not agreeing, but people will isolate you if you simply speak and ask a question. So it's refreshing to see that someone who currently did not see now sees because it happened to her. If anything, Twitter should be like firing the person who took her tweet down, because that just brought attention to something they've been trying so hard to suppress, because it happened to be one of their own. And she had the balls to, you know, come out and say something about it. So she has a large following. So that's actually kind of good news.
22 million
followers on Twitter and 15 million followers on Instagram. That's a lot of people that she could potentially reach. So who knows how many other people's eyes she opened. Because I feel like we're just all walking, talking zombies nowadays, and we're just doing what we're told without any questions asked. And you know, they're turning and eating their own if you dare to question or you dare to refuse the vaccine. You know, you're unvaccinated, you're filth, you're vermin.
Well, yeah. What was it? Somebody said that we should. Oh, it was that Don Lemon on CNN was saying that. It's time to start shaming.
Time stupid, to start. You've been doing that for months now.
Start shaming the stupid unvaccinated people.
Yes. But you know, this is Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Don Lemon.
Yeah. Does anybody Don even Lemon. Watch CNN?
I don't know.
I mean, apparently a lot of people do because I see a lot of people wearing masks while driving their car by themselves.
Yeah. You know, it just makes me more sad than anything that people are that scared. And again, you know, it's just, if you would just shut off the TV, get off of social media, just get off of media entirely and start living your life. It's amazing how the pandemic doesn't exist outside the media or any medical facilities. Yeah. It's just amazing. It's like life's almost normal.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. It's so nice.
I had to take my truck to a repair shop in a small town about 10 or 15 miles away from here. And it's just like completely different.
Yeah. It's just a completely different environment.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I was watching a podcast of some young people, Sydney Watson and I can't remember the guy's name, but I've really been getting into it. It's called, the name of the podcast, the YouTube channel is You Are Here. And it's really awesome. It's a really fun podcast they put together. And they were interviewing a trans woman, Blair White, and she was talking about how she moved from LA or New York to Texas and how it was like a totally different world compared to the coastal, you know, states that you come over here and it's like, it's normal. Like people are just normal and they're nice to you and they talk to you and they interact with you. Cause she's saying that people in the coastal states, you know, they have their heads down and they're just all just walking zombies and they just, you know, bite at you and bark at you if you even try to interact. And people have forgotten how to be human to each other, you know, just be decent human beings, be courteous and kind.
Yeah, for sure. How would you like to move to Texas or Florida?
Let's go.
Really?
I'd move to Florida.
Florida, the governor came out and said that there's going to be a $5,000 fine for any company that enforced the new injection mandates.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to see how that happens or how that works out.
Well, those businesses are free to move out of Florida.
Yeah, there were
go to a blue state.
24 attorneys general this week that signed a letter saying that they were going to sue the federal government if this injection mandate actually goes through.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I hope so. It's encouraging because people need to be given the choice of whether they want it or not be forced into anything.
Yeah. I still have a question about why didn't they get upset when they had the previous week when they had the mandate that saying any company or facility that receives Medicare or Medicaid funding is going to have to have
because that's
mandate.
Typically hospitals and
what's the
healthcare
difference?
I mean, is a whole different ball
game. It's destroying the healthcare industry.
But it's a whole different ball game when it comes to healthcare because on one hand, you kind of get it. You know, it's healthcare and they're treating the sick and the vulnerable. So I get it.
They're destroying the healthcare industry. I mean, there was that hospital. Where was that? Massachusetts. They couldn't even deliver babies because everybody walked out.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? So when someone comes in with they're ready to have their baby. Well, can you just hold it? Can you just hold on for?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense. Like that's not something that you can actually put off, but. Yeah. I don't know. I worry because, I don't know. I just worry about the healthcare industry as a whole. I feel sorry for the people that are going to have to stay and or are choosing to stay or can stay. They're going to be overworked.
There are a lot of industries that are going to be hurt in this next few
it really
weeks,
makes me
next
sad.
Few months.
It really
because,
does. It's destroying a lot of people's lives.
Stories about truckers that are working for trucking companies that are not. See, apparently truckers have to go through an annual physical, and they're talking of making whether or not you've had the injection part of the annual physical and, you know, pass or fail based upon that. And a lot of truckers are saying, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And if we don't have truckers on the road, we don't get products.
How do you get your food?
Right. In fact, there was a story, I want to say up north somewhere, where the National Guard were actually having to drive school buses. Because they couldn't get anybody to drive the school buses because they were trying to mandate the vaccines for them, too. So,
you know, the National Guard could only go so far. There's only so many National Guardsmen, you know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's just a huge mess, and I don't. And this is what it's just. It just angers me even more because we're making a huge mess out of something that potentially doesn't need to be made a huge mess out of. And I'm telling you guys, one of these years, it's going to come back. We're going to look back on this time period, and we're going to say, "What in the world were we thinking?"
Do you really think so?
Yes. I think at some point we are. Yes. Especially with the change of administrations and things like that. I think so.
I don't know. I don't think that's going to matter.
I think it will.
Because, I mean, look how crazy the news media was. I got a spider web or something on me here. Just think about how crazy the news media was whenever President Trump was in office. I mean, they were just as stupid or stupider than they are now.
Stupider?
Stupider.
Not sure. Is that a word?
Is it a word?
No. It's more stupid. but yeah, well, I don't know. I just think that the truth eventually tends to come out somehow, some way. So we'll see. Who knows? But back to Don Lemon, he says, CNN host Don Lemon lit into the stupid Americans who have weighed their risks and decided not to take the experimental COVID-19 vaccines, declaring it's time to start shaming them. Lemon was chatting Wednesday night with fellow CNN host Chris Cuomo, brother, during the handover to Don Lemon tonight. I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them stupid. Yes, they are, he said. Lemon tied people who question the vaccines to anyone who questions the integrity of the 2020 presidential vote. The people who aided and abetted Trump are stupid because they believed his big lie.
See, well, now why are they tying this to President Trump? It has nothing
obsessed.
To do with President Trump.
They are obsessed with
Trump. If you were
Trump.
A President Trump fan, it seems like you would want to get the vaccine because he's the one that was able to get it, pushed through so fast.
Here's something else I don't understand. If the situation was reversed and all of the pro-vaccine people were faced with an issue that they really didn't agree with, but they were forced to do, would they be okay with that? You know what I mean? Like, how can you say you're okay with this when it could very easily be an issue that you're not okay with? You can't say yes in one instance and no in the other, because once you cross that line with the government and giving them this power over you, you're not going to get it back. The government doesn't ever give anything back to you. They just take from you.
Yeah, and I don't think that vaccine hesitant people are necessarily on the right or on the left. They're just people that are concerned about their health and have researched it.
Right. No, I agree with you. Absolutely. You know? But I'm saying that this just happens to be an issue that you agree with. How are you going to react when it's an issue you don't agree with? You can't have it both ways. That's why, you got to stand firm and say, no, you're not doing this, regardless of what situation it is, regardless of whether you agree or not agree with it. You can't force people to do something they don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, the very next time they try to force you to do something, it could be something that you don't agree with. Well, guess what? We did it once. Now we're going to do it again and again and again.
This is just over the top, though, to force people to threaten people with their livelihood.
Well,
to take an injection. It's
our patience is growing thin, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
We got to do something.
I know.
These sheeple, they're not listening to us. They're not paying attention. Dang it.
It's going to be interesting to see how this lawsuit, it's not really a lawsuit yet, but how the thing with the states objecting to Biden's mandate is going to go through, Our Governor Parsons said that the injections are not welcome. Or no, the injection mandate is not welcome in Missouri.
Well, okay. What does that mean exactly?
I'm scared.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm running scared.
You know what? I have to give Governor DeSantis credit. I mean, everything that comes up like that, he's just right on the forefront saying, mm-hmm. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah. And these, I can never remember the actual name of it. The monoclonal antibody treatments that are proven very, very effective treatment to COVID patients. Biden is what's the word I'm looking for? He's being kind of stingy with it when it comes to giving it to Florida and Texas because he wants
they're rationing it out.
They're rationing it. That was the word I was looking for.
The red states that were using it.
Yeah.
The red states that were using it are using too much, apparently. So he wants to hold some back for the other states.
Well, supposedly they're using too much. That's just an excuse to ration it because he doesn't agree with their politics, and they're doing really well in those states. So he is just wanting to punish them basically by not allowing them to get this treatment that they need for their people. And DeSantis, you know, being awesome like he is, he's like, fine, we'll get it directly from the manufacturer, from the distributor. We don't need the federal government to be the middleman.
Yeah, right. He was able to, I think he worked with GlaxoSmithKline, which doesn't have a government contract apparently, so they don't supply this to the United States government anyway. So he just did a workaround, you know.
So yeah, I think that's really how you have to handle this kind of situation. You got to just try to get the federal government out of it, because the more you rely on them, the more they want to control you. And it's like,
yeah, I mean, this whole
thing,
that's
not the purpose of the federal government.
This whole thing is just an illustration of how the federal government has way, way too much power. You know, too many bureaucrats, too many different agencies. You know, the agencies conflict with one another on what they come out with. You know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. You know, it's just an illustration of why the government and how the government's just way too big, too overpowering. The power needs to go back to the states.
Oh, absolutely. You know? And that's one reason why you are getting so much conflicted information, is because nobody's taking the time to really figure this stuff out. It's like we're just making up the rules as we go along. And so that's why there's so much, I don't know, conflict of information, because it's just nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows their head from their tail right now. So
yeah. Oh, you know what? We forgot to look for one of those proud to be 100% vaccinated signs when we went out to dinner tonight.
Oh, they have those now?
Yeah. Yeah, the Springfield, our town.
What?
Springfield, Greene County Health Department is.
What number is that?
It's at the bottom.
Oh, okay. I see. Is that for real? You didn't put the link
10,
on it.
Number 10.
You didn't put the link on it.
Number 10.
Oh.
Number 10. But they're providing signs that say, our company is 100% vaccinated.
This is insane.
Yeah.
This is insane.
So you can know where you can be safe to go out to eat and go shop.
The health department in our city wants to showcase businesses that achieve their vaccination goals. Businesses who reach a 70% vaccination rate can contact the health department for a yard sign to express their dedication to public health. The health department hopes that this campaign will not only boost vaccinations throughout the area, but also equip businesses with the means to promote themselves as a safe place for people to visit without concern of being exposed to COVID-19. Only there's a big problem with that. Because now there's a new serious study that suggests vaccinated people are spreading COVID.
Yeah, now we
more
know,
rapidly.
Now we know where not to go.
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's going to backfire on him. It's another article on WND. Biden is segregating people according to vaccinations before all the data is in, and it might be a terrible mistake. A new study suggests that the vaccinated are spreading COVID more rapidly. Biden is instituting segregation, separating the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Many African Americans don't agree with mandatory vaccination. In a recent video, a white man kicked a black family out of a restaurant for not showing their vaccine papers. There is something very wrong with this. Governor Ron DeSantis just said today at a Broward monoclonal antibody treatment site, 52% of COVID patients getting treated have been vaccinated. For 65 and over,
they have been vaccinated.
For 65 plus,
why would they need this treatment then?
For 65 plus, that percentage vaccinated is much higher. So, see, you just, and to me, that just makes complete sense that the numbers of COVID cases are on the rise because the number of people getting vaccinated are on the rise.
Yeah, just look at Israel. But back to those signs, isn't it kind of giving people false sense of security? Because how do you know if the other customers are vaccinated in there?
I don't know.
You know, you're going to be standing in line at a restaurant thinking you're safe because the staff's 100% vaccinated. But what about the people standing in line with you?
But I think back to your point, I think it's going to actually shoot themselves in the foot, because to me, that means I'm going to probably avoid that business, because if the people that are vaccinated are spreading the COVID, I'm going to stay away from them. So it's kind of a win-win for both groups, really.
I don't know if I would avoid it really or not. I mean, to me, it's just like whatever.
I wouldn't avoid it. I don't care.
It's like whatever.
But I'm just trying to make a point here that, you know, you're going to segregate us into groups, and it might be beneficial for both groups.
It's kind of going to the a little bit the shaming thing. You know, it's like, here's a business that's 100% vaccinated. Right. What about yours?
Well,
what about your business?
Yeah. For sure. It's all psychological, for sure. They want to make you feel like you're an outsider, an outcast, a vermin, an unclean person, that kind of thing.
I wonder if I should get a 100% unvaccinated sign for my business.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Italy to require vaccination proof for all workers. Despite the Italian citizens protesting, the Italian government announced Thursday that green passes are now mandatory for all workers, public and private sectors alike. The new rule insists that all workers must provide proof of vaccination, negative COVID results within the past 48 hours, or recent recovery from infection to enter their workplace. So, I mean, that's basically what we're doing here is, they're trying to do that here, is to make it so that employees have no choice but to either get vaccinated or get tested. And that's exactly what Biden's trying to do right now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are caving into that. You know, they're hearing about the mandate, the injection mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting it. So what percentage of people you think they're just not going to get it, period?
See, I think the majority are, just because, I mean, you're hitting them where it hurts, in the pocketbook, and people have families to support and bills to pay. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do to make that money. And I totally get that. I think it's terrible that they're being backed into a corner like that. But I think when push comes to shove, most people are going to get it. And again, the motivation is completely wrong. It's not because they're scared of the virus or getting the virus. They're getting it so that they can make a salary. And that's not the reason why you want people to get vaccinated. You know what I mean? You want them to get vaccinated because you don't want them to get the disease, not because they can win something or, you know, they can go to work. It just makes zero sense to me why we have to get to this level when the disease itself should be motivation enough. And apparently it's not. So that's all the more reason for me to be suspicious. You gonna switch over to climate change now?
Well, you know, my link is not working on number 17. It was a story about, I don't know if you've noticed, but people on the news and government officials are talking about climate change a lot more all of a sudden. And that's going to be probably one of the next things that there's going to be a lockdown for, don't you think?
Now, why would they lock you down because of climate change?
Just because
they're saying that when we are all locked down, that our numbers looked better or something like that.
Yeah, the air improved so much whenever the population was locked down in their houses.
Which,
they couldn't drive their
SUVs. Well, it probably was a little bit clearer, but then you had people getting sicker because they weren't getting outside and getting fresh air.
Yeah.
So again, it's a trade-off.
But anyway, this was a story about the ozone hole. They're concerned about the ozone hole again and
getting bigger.
It's the biggest it's been in years.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't seem to find that link for some reason all of a sudden.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Well, I know it's weird. Okay, and then kind of switching gears too, I like this one. Who's turning off Biden's microphone?
Did you actually see that?
No.
He was having some kind of a conference. I forget what the subject matter of it was, but
he says, let me ask you a question?
Yeah, he was like winding down, and then Biden says, well, let me ask you a question. And then like right after that, they cut his microphone off. It's like, who has the power to cut the microphone off?
Who has the power to cut the president of the United States off?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he continuously just reads what he needs to read and he walks off without any questions.
Yeah.
Well,
and then when he does answer questions, he says, well, I've got this list of
approved people
that I'm approved to ask questions to, you know.
Yeah.
So who's approving him asking questions to certain reporters?
What? I don't know. How much longer do you think he's going to actually be the president?
You know,
if you were to predict.
I really thought that he would be on his way out by now.
Because
sometimes he just seems like he is so out of it. But then other times, like a few days ago, he had a climate conference with John Kerry and a couple other people. And he seemed pretty sharp. You know, there's like a conspiracy theory where people think that there's several different Bidens actually out there. You know, they show like a
oh my gosh, like lookalikes or something.
Yeah, there's lookalike Bidens, but I don't know about that. I think he definitely looks different at different times, but you know, just because of the lighting.
I hadn't heard that. That's funny. No.
Because of the lighting, I think. But if you look at if you listen to his voice and the way he speaks, it's him. He's the same idiot he's been for, the last 50 years.
But constitutionally, what can happen? I mean, if they evoke the 25th Amendment because he's not mentally capable of handling the job, well, Kamala Harris is, she's a complete idiot. She's
a complete nincompoop.
I mean, she is in no way qualified. Even if I liked her and thought she had the intelligence to handle it, she's not qualified. She's not done anything with her life, her career.
We're going to be in serious.
So then what? So then if it's not the vice president, then who is it? The Speaker of the House? I mean, was that the goal the whole time?
I think Pelosi in there? Line is Pelosi, yeah.
So then that's all the more reason why it's super duper important that you get out and vote in 2022 and let's flip the House and Senate, please.
So Biden can just hold off until.
Yes.
Until 2022.
Yes. And we can start thwarting some of this crap that he's trying to throw at us. Right now, there's no one to stop him because the Democrats control the House and Senate. But if we can flip that in 2022, at least we can slow that idiot down so he can stop causing so many problems. You know, gas is up to $3 a gallon here. I know it's a lot more on the coast states. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, he's trying to mandate vaccines for every employer. I mean, it's just, he's just going to continue because he can. So guys, man, it's important to get out there and vote in 2022. Seriously, please get out there and vote. Vote red, please.
Okay, we're sort of getting up there on time.
Yeah. Already?
Yeah.
Wow, it's fast. Hey, what do you think about this stuff going on at the border? Holy smokes.
It's insanity. It's really just
insane.
Are those
all Haitians? Haiti people from Haiti?
Well, there are a lot of people from Haiti there. And
it's why all of a sudden are we getting an influx of all these people? Like, was an announcement made or
announcement was just made by Biden saying that they were going to open up the borders.
But that was months ago. Has it taken them months to get here?
Well, probably.
Wow.
Because they interviewed one guy. I think the guy was from Nigeria, and he apparently had just walked here from Nigeria, but he obviously took a boat from to South America somehow.
He's or walk on water.
People from all over the world essentially are just rushing the border, and are you going to talk about that drone?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, FAA grounds Fox News drone exposing border crisis. The Biden administration shut down a Fox News drone flying over the U.S.-Mexico border after its camera showed thousands of people who had crossed illegally into the United States crammed under a bridge waiting to be processed. Man, that is scary. You can't even report on it now. They're trying to shut down the drone just reporting on the chaos down there because, again, they're trying so desperately to hide this from the people. It just blows my mind. It really is that we have gotten to this point in the United States of America where you can't talk about anything at all that puts the administration in a bad light.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty scary.
And we're not on YouTube anymore, so.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to go to some questions?
Yeah. Let's talk about some questions.
Okay. Let's see. First of all, I thought we could read a couple of Babylon Bee headlines.
I thought I had a funny one on there. Did I not?
Oh, get this. What'd you think about the rally in Washington in D.C. today.
Was that today?
It was supposed to be today.
People were saying, President Trump was saying, don't go to it because it's a setup.
It is a setup. It was a setup. FBI rally in D.C. ends without incident. Get it? FBI rally.
Oh, FBI rally.
Because they were talking about all these undercover FBI agents standing around. Everybody's like, hey, guys, could you make it more obvious that you're with the FBI? And apparently there was a bit of excitement because, you know, the Capitol Police are there in riot gear, you know, with their helmets and their shields. And they look like, you know, something from Captain America movie. And they got all excited because they thought that they caught somebody with a weapon and blah, blah, blah. Well, come to find out it was an FBI agent. He said, guys, I'm with you guys. Well, here's my badge.
I'm sure the news story is going to be, there was a rally, but nobody showed up because nobody's in favor of freedom anymore.
What was the rally supposed to be for to begin with? Do you know?
I think it was to support the people that are still in jail over the January 6th protest.
Can you believe that? Months and months later, they're still in jail and haven't been given due process or anything.
Deadly insurrection, which it wasn't deadly. One person was shot by the police.
Which was even worse than 9/11. Have you heard?
That is just
so sick. How insulting is that?
That is sick.
It is sick and disgusting that people would say that.
It was a protest that a few people got out of hand.
How disrespectful.
One person was shot by the police, and then a police officer died a couple of days later of a stroke, and then four other people died of medical emergencies.
My gosh.
It wasn't a deadly insurrection. It was a protest that got a little bit out of hand.
The new iPhone 13 will require a vaccination to unlock screen.
I saw that.
Oh, sorry, Apple people. You're kind of screwed, huh? The CDC has cautioned Americans against taking the red pill as it can lead to severe side effects such as realizing the truth about the way our society is manipulated by the elites and spending all your time on YouTube watching Jordan Peterson videos.
Who's Jordan Peterson?
According to the CDC, many are overdosing on red pills, which are a black market drug that has never been approved by the American government. Speaking of elites, did you see the Met Gala stories?
No. The what?
Met Gala.
I don't know
It's an annual fundraiser. I don't even know what they're fundraising money for, but it's for the elites. It's for the uber rich because I think it costs like $30,000 per ticket to attend this affair. And it's always a big hoopla because these celebrities get dressed up in these outrageous, stupid costumes, dresses, and whatever, and, you know, get to parade down and they get all these photos taken. Like Kim Kardashian was head to toe black.
I saw some of the
pictures. Even her face was covered in black.
Pictures.
Just stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
And AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, shows up in this beautiful gown.
I saw that.
Off the shoulder gown. She looked beautiful. She's a very attractive woman. And then on the back of her gown, it says, tax the rich. And she's at an event.
For the rich.
For the rich.
Yeah.
How stupid can you possibly be? But the reason I'm even bringing this up is not only is that event so stupid and egregious, really, but what really made it worse was all these elites are preening and they're showing off and they're showing their bleached white smiles for the cameras and they've got their workers, you know, holding their trains as they walk. Every single worker up and down the sides and all the workers and the photographers all had masks on. Guess who didn't have masks on? The elites.
I saw that.
Tell me that this is about science.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. You got this on number three. You got Dr. Nguyen to CNN. Traveling is not a constitutional right. That was pretty interesting.
That woman.
She's in
that
job.
She's evil.
But, I mean, there are a lot of people that think that. You know, they think that you're not free. You know, you don't have freedoms. It's not your constitutional right to be free, basically.
That is messed up.
Let's get to the good
part. That's messed up. Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's see.
Are you going to not ask the questions from the cube?
Oh, would you rather I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's do a couple would you rathers.
Oh,
would you rathers.
Too bad.
We're going to do them. Let's just do a few. Let's compromise.
Stupid.
They're stupid scenarios.
Not stupid, but just like.
No, they're kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Would you rather suddenly be elected a senator or. Wait, did I do that one? I think I did that one. Hold on. Scratch that. Would you rather live until you are 200, but look like you are 200 the whole time, even though you are healthy, or look like you are 25 all the way until you die at age 65. So in other words, would you rather live a longer life and look like you're old, or would you rather live to 65 and look like you're 25? So would you rather live a shorter life and look great, or live a longer life and look your age?
Longer life.
I think so too, actually, because life is precious.
Yeah.
You should definitely take care of it.
You know, I've been going to, when I go out to eat, people actually offer me the senior citizens discount now because I'm looking older.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, no one's done that to me yet. Really? I'm kind of waiting. Yeah. But technically, I mean, what's the senior citizen age? Is it 55?
Well, it depends where you go. 55 or 65, usually. But 55 is the lowest I've ever seen. And usually it's 60 or 65.
Okay, here's an example of a stupid one. Would you rather be able to slow down time by 10% or jump 3 times as high as you can now?
Slow down time.
Why would you want to jump as high, I mean, higher than you can now? I mean, like, for what? To get on top of buildings and do what?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Get to the top of a tree.
What's the comparison? Okay, those are stupid. Let's go to the cube.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do some cube questions here.
Yeah, I would really like to slow down time. If I could figure out a way to slow down time,
right?
I would love to do that.
I mean, and speaking of time, guys, can you believe today is September 18th? It is September 18th.
Of 2021.
Where in the world did this year go?
It seems like it should still be 2020.
I know. It's scary how fast time goes. It blows my mind.
Actually, it seems like it should be still 2010 to me.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even believe our kids are even out of the house still. And they've been out of the house for 10 years. Can you believe that? Wait, is that right? Have they been out of the house for 10 years? Blake graduated in 2011. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just about.
It's been 10 years since he graduated.
Yeah.
That blows my mind. Wow.
I think that's affecting him too, because I think he is thinking, wow, I've been out of school for 10 years now.
That is crazy. Wowzers. Okay. In order of importance, how would you rank love, spirituality, freedom, and happiness? So 1 through 4, love, spirituality, freedom, and happiness. What's the most important to you in the order of importance from 1 to 4?
I think spirituality, because then you have the rest of the items.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah. Then you have love, you have freedom, and you have happiness.
Well, I would say freedom first, because then you have the freedom to worship the way you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Freedom, spirituality, happiness, and then love.
Love's last?
Well, you can kind of live without love. I mean, it's not ideal, but I want to be happy. Don't you want to be happy? And you can be happy alone.
Yeah.
You don't have to be married to be happy.
Right.
So, okay. So how would you rate them then? You said spirituality.
Yeah.
And then what's your others?
Probably freedom, second.
Mm-hmm.
Probably happiness and then love.
Really? I would have thought you would have said love before happiness.
I don't know. It's pretty even.
Yeah, that's pretty even.
Yeah.
Would you choose to be the worst player on a winning team or the best player on a losing team?
Probably the worst player on a winning team.
I'm exactly the opposite.
Really?
I'd rather be the best player on a losing team because then hopefully maybe I can help them get better. You know, whereas if you're the worst player on a winning team, you're going to get kind of like lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
Overlooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because nobody would ever recognize you.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be overlooked constantly.
Yeah.
When you're down, what do you do to feel better?
What do you do?
I listen to music.
Yeah.
Music really picks me up, lets me get out of my world. Also reading.
Yeah.
Reading a good book so that I'm just like escaping to an imaginary world.
Yeah.
And then I can decompress, I can recharge. And then when I get done, I feel better.
Yeah.
Just distancing myself from this situation, distancing myself from life for a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do to distance yourself? Because, I mean, you're not really a big reader, though you're trying to be a big reader.
I've always been a big reader. What are you talking about?
No, he's not. He's one of those readers that sit there and read the same page like 15 minutes because he never reads anything that really gets his attention. He reads because he thinks he should. But I think you're getting better on that, though. Yeah. I think you're finding some stuff that you like. I think
a lot of times my mind wanders too
much. Your mind definitely wanders.
I think to pray. Pray is one thing I do. Listen to music.
Yeah.
Except I don't really listen to music that much anymore.
Which is a shame because, honestly, there's some really good stuff out there. There really is.
I have heard it.
Well, here's why he says that. He gets frustrated with the music nowadays because there's less guitar in the music.
If it doesn't have a guitar, it's not merely
music. He's not really into the bebop and the tech, the techno stuff.
If it doesn't have a guitar solo, then what good is it?
See, that's why he likes the older stuff, because the older stuff is full of guitar solos.
Country music
is really good, actually. Like what
rock music used to be back in the olden days.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, also, I kind of feel like that you work on projects, too. Don't you feel like that kind of takes your mind off of things when you work on projects, or does it just make it worse for you? What do you think? Because, you're a big project guy. You have a lot of projects going on all the time.
That is one thing.
Do you feel that relaxes you?
I am the happiest when I'm working on a project.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You're really happy when you're busy.
Yeah.
Because you like to stay really
busy. I have like a mad scientist laboratory.
Yeah. You should take a picture of that sometime and post it.
Yeah. And when I'm working on my projects over there, it is great. Yeah. I really love it. I just love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, well, I think we're about done for the day. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate your time as always. And you can find us on, Rumble and Gab TV.
No more questions?
Oh, I think we're done. Did you have a question for me?
No.
Oh, okay. I think we're done. And you want to do some more questions?
You want to?
Well, do you want to?
We have time.
Oh, okay. Well, do you guys have time? I mean, I don't want to take up too much of your time either. Let's see. Let's get off the would you rather, since he doesn't really care for those.
Do some more from the box.
Well, by the way, I'm getting these online questions from conversationstartersworld.com, and it has a bunch of 350 good questions to ask, 250 conversation starters, would you rather questions, all this kind of stuff. So
how about if we just talk about our weeks? How was your week this week, Karen?
Oh, I'd rather not talk about my week. I had a really rough week, and I'm going to have a rough week coming up. And I'll talk about that more in upcoming episodes. But how was your week?
Here's a hint. It has something to do with the injection mandates.
Yeah. Well, like I said, let's get through this week, and then we can maybe talk about it. But so how was your week?
Yeah, we got some really interesting episodes coming up when we start talking about that. Well, and what's going on.
Maybe. I don't know if I'm going to talk about that or not. But anyway, so tell us the truck saga. What's going on with your diesel 250?
My truck is now back home, but it's not fixed.
Yeah.
They gave me a diagnosis that I was kind of shocked about the price of it.
Well, first of all.
And also, I didn't necessarily disagree with, I didn't necessarily agree with the diagnosis. So I just had it towed back home.
Well, but also talk about your observation when you got to the garage.
This place has, I noticed on the front counter there was a bunch of clipboards. Each clipboard is for a truck that's sitting there on the lot. And I counted the clipboards. It was 80 clipboards.
Oh, boy.
And below there's also more clipboards below the counter. So I don't know, maybe there's 100 trucks sitting there to be repaired.
Goodness.
I mean, obviously, it kind of told me that maybe this was the right place to bring it because everybody else thought it was the right place.
And they're all diesel vehicles, right?
Yeah, because
that's what they
place.
specialize in.
So,
that kind of makes you, it's like kind of like an RV place. You know, you buy a brand new RV and you have to take it in to get it fixed. And
also explains why it took a long time to get an appointment, and then also it took a long time once I had my truck there to get it looked at, because they were just
which was a week
swamped.
Later. It was a week after he actually
had
his
weeks,
truck towed.
And then they gave me the diagnosis, and I just said, I'm not going to do that. So I had it towed back home the next day.
It was a pricey experience, though, because it cost $100 to tow
there,
the truck
there.
$100
back, $100 to look at it. And then, So anyway, I'm fixing what I can myself on my truck at this point, which, it's kind of educational. And just, I'm asking a lot of questions. I'm trying to, when I went to O'Reilly's today, I one of the workers there had actually been a diesel mechanic. So I asked him a bunch of questions So I learned some things there. So
the problem is, I don't doubt that you can't fix it. You don't have the tools necessary.
You have to have a shop where you can actually take the cab off of the truck.
Yikes.
To fix it.
That's crazy.
So at this point, I'm just debating whether I should just sell it the way it is, not running.
You're not going to get very much money if you do that.
Or spend the exorbitant amount to
and then
get
sell
it fixed
and
sell it.
And maybe get your money out of it.
Would I come out ahead or not? So I don't know. I'm tending to just think that I should just sell it.
Yeah, because that's a lot of your time that you have to devote to it. And in the meantime, we can't use our camper because we don't have a truck.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about buying maybe an F-150.
Yeah.
Which will be big enough to haul it and a lot easier to work on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because we initially bought the 250 because we were initially thinking about buying a fifth wheel.
Yeah.
Trailer, RV. But then we got to looking at how much that was going to cost.
Yeah.
And how often that these things are in the repair shop and how backed up they are at the repair shop.
Yeah.
We thought, man, we don't want to do that. Yeah. So that's when we started looking at cargo trailers and then you converted it and did a great job.
Yeah.
But now we can't use it because the truck's not working. Dang it.
Yeah, I know. So
We'll get there. But it's kind of disappointing.
I'm halfway debating just getting another truck and then figure out this other truck, our current truck, what to do about it. You know, either sell it or just fix it and sell it.
Which is a real shame because the weather has been phenomenal lately. I mean, it's been hot, but it still would have been great camping weather. So we're missing an opportunity. But you know what? That's the way it goes and we'll figure it out.
Who knows?
And it's not the end of the
world.
We
may work something out here in the next couple of weeks.
Who knows? Whatever. Yeah, the beauty of it is we have it. We can go anytime.
Yeah, you might have a lot of spare time on your hands here coming up.
Well, no, I will have a lot of spare time on my hands coming up. The question is what I'm going to do with that spare time. I'm working on that part. But
actually, we just took up our time for our questions. So
okay. All right. Now I'm going to say thank you so much for watching and thank you for your time.
Yeah. Thanks for watching and listening.
Yeah. Don't forget, you can catch us on Rumble, the full episode on Rumble and Gab TV. if you guys ever want to comment on our videos, feel free. We're open to your questions. If you have any questions for us, we'd be happy to answer them. In the meantime, I hope that you learned something today. Again, we're not medical professionals. We're just regular Jane and Joes here living our life. And these are our observations and our opinions only. So, thanks for watching.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.